producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, we always teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than our friend Ellen Ratner. And, boy, we have a lot to talk about. Ellen, first, the president, talks today finally on ISIS. A lot of people were hammering him about not having a strategy. What was the gist of the message?
Well, the gist of the message is that he said basically that the United States does not forget, and Secretary Kerry said that, and that we have long reach and connections, and we're intending to use them. That's pretty much the bottom line there.
Yeah, how about Joe Biden? We'll follow them to the gates of hell, and
That's right. I mean, if you look at the message from Joe Biden, if you look at the president's message, if you look at John Kerry's message, they're all basically saying the same thing. Now, there are two Americans that we know about, three Brits that we also know about that they have that they're probably going to killing as the United States bombs them more.
Yeah. And then the president also, by the way, threw this in about the sanctions on Russia, saying that we're applying them so far and that they have had a real effect on Russia. And, of course, because of so much that's happening in Iraq, a lot of this has been shoved off into the corner. But
right. Now, a lot of people disagree that they really have. They're very targeted sanctions. What the Russians don't want is more of them. And Putin came up with his own seven plan today on what's happening. But basically, Putin says he has a plan. And it is true, I guess, he asked the Ukrainian separatists to pull back, which they refused to do. Now, whether he gave a wink and a nod or whether they really didn't pull back, it's unclear.
Yeah. All right, we're going to jump around a little bit because I think this is pretty significant. How about this, CVS, that they're not selling cigarettes anymore. That's pretty significant, huh?
They're not. They're calling themselves CVS Health. What is significant is the White House called this, something to look up to. And rarely would the United States government, I don't care who it is, support what a specific company is doing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure we're going to talk about that tonight, by the way, folks, here on ATN. I thought this was wild, and somebody sent me a note about this, and I got one from you, too. How about the guy who served 30 years on death row in North Carolina being released?
Right. And basically what happened is the police got a false confession out of him and his brother. I think he was 19 at the time. His brother was 16. He has served 30 years before he was exonerated.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, that's just insane.
It is insane. I mean, how much money can you give somebody? That's crazy. Nothing.
You can't. I mean, hopefully they'll give him like $50,000 a year so that he, starts out with some money.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, speaking of money, Eric Cantor, not shockingly, is not hurting for money, is he? He's got a new gig.
He does have a new gig, and I think he got a $400,000 signing bonus. He got $100,000 a year plus, who knows what else he's going to get.
Yeah. All right. And then this one I think is big because my family, I grew up partially in New York, then we went to Philly, but of course both of those places big on St. Patrick's Day. How about this? They're allowing a gay group to march in next year's St. Patrick's Day parade.
It's only one gay group, and I believe it is a employee from NBC, if I'm not incorrect on this. And it's the only gay group that's going to be allowed, but it's enough to get the politicians to agree to now march in that parade.
Yeah, wow. And one last one, because you threw this at me late, too, and I also heard this from somebody else. Costco, the settlement, that's big.
Yes, Costco, basically what happened is that they had not updated their refrigeration, and they were leaking fluid or something that contributes to pollution in the air and ozone depletion, and they were fined, and they've got 3 years in which to change and make sure that all of their refrigeration is up to par.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks. Oh, wait, one more thing. This is big, folks. We have Ellen here. She just came back from Africa, Ebola, South Sudan. What are they doing as far as Ebola is concerned?
So it's interesting. Ebola was in South Sudan in 1976, and I think a second smaller breakout. And when you stop in South Sudan, you go into a white World Health Organization tent, and they take your temperature, and you fill out a form, and they look you over and all that kind of stuff. But I went twice, both back and forth into Kenya. And both times, they, even though Kenya has flights from all over Africa, it's sort of a hub, and from the affected countries, there was no World Health Organization looking at people. So you say to yourself, you know, a few hundred people a day come to South Sudan, and you're not getting people from Nigeria and all those other countries. And here you have thousands of people coming into Nigeria, through Nairobi from Nigeria and other countries, and they're not doing it. So you're wondering, what's going on here?
Yeah, what is going on there?
Crazy.
It is. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It's crazy.
It makes no sense whatsoever. So you wonder why Ebola's spreading.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep an eye on what's happening there. We're having more and more doctors on to talk about it, too, by the way. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So ISIS, the big deal, and the mixed messages, I think, for sure, from the White House, there's no doubt about it. Dems are starting to bail on the president. We're seeing more signs of it. We're going to talk about that a little bit this hour of America tonight at the tail end of the hour. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Boy, you guys are filling up the basket when it comes to that. I can't even get through all of them. I'm like waiting. It's like I have a flood of emails. It's crazy on the dumb things. So bravo. If you've done something dumb and you want to admit to it, to make yourself feel better, I don't know. Share it with us, americatonight.net. So was this a dumb thing by the president, I think, to send these mixed signals, conflicting signals, whatever adjective you want to use, about the goal in the fight against Islamic State, right? At a press conference in Europe, he says the aim is to degrade and destroy the terror group, but then later claimed he wanted to make it a manageable problem. Oh, this is not a manageable problem. No. These people need to be eliminated. There is no way to tiptoe around this. You cannot rescue, redeem these people that are cutting off the heads of innocent children and families and terrorizing them and raping women and then killing two American journalists. I mean, there is no two ways about this. You can be the most peaceful person on the planet and sing Kumbaya 15 times a day. You cannot turn this kind of creature around. And a manageable problem, what does it mean, manageable? It's not manageable. So he was talking as the lawmakers in Capitol Hill and others are pushing the White House and the Pentagon to be tougher against the Islamic State. And we're talking Democrats. I mean, this is not Republicans beating up on the president, to tell you the truth. If they're beating up on the president, they're just jumping on the bandwagon because the Democrats are leading the charge. At least a lot of them are. He was speaking in Estonia during that visit to Europe, and at first it was boom, hardline Obama. No blurry line in the sand. Then saying the executions were horrific and barbaric and vowing that justice would be served. And then talking about we don't have, you know, we need to make this a manageable situation. What? All right, more on that, plus more signs, like I said, that the Dems with a D are bailing on the press. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have no doubt we'll either fight them now or we'll fight them later, because they're not going to stop.
All right, Dianne Feinstein, arguably one of the big Democrats on the Hill that's been around for a long time, representing California in one of those senatorial seats. She clearly, you hear her, says, well, if we don't fight them now, I have no doubt we're going to fight them later. So, boom, clear cut, that's the deal. President, manageable. We got to make it manageable. What does that mean? We're going to make the situation manageable. You cannot make these terrorists manageable. I don't think so. And then you look at the UK, and they're harboring half of these guys. And supposedly David Cameron is saying tough stance on terrorism, and they're having a lot of problems in England because one of the major recruiting grounds for the Islamic State is, in fact, England. Once again, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. And what are we talking about? The Islamic State, the threat that it is to the United States. And are there going to be more executions this time to a British journalist? Let's hope it stops before that happens. But it just seems to get uglier and uglier. And, you know, the people in Iraq, it's terrible to see that. Imagine you're just someone minding your own business in your village, just trying to lay low. There is no laying low. You either flip or you flip out, because we're gonna make you do it. We're gonna make you switch and pledge your allegiance to Allah and our form of what we call worship. And you better ditch Christianity or anything else that you call your religion, or else. I mean, that's it. The or else is or else your life. Wow. Crazy. So if you want to throw in your two cents, you know, we're open 24/7 for that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And when I say 24/7, if you can't get through on the phone lines, you can always flip me an email. That's the 24/7, americatonight.net. Click on contact. And my ode to James Gandolfini, who, by the way, is coming out in a movie, his last performance, bada bing, you are in just like that. Okay, so we do have somebody waiting in our virtual green room who has to throw in his two cents, or wants to throw in his two cents, on the Islamic State and a way to stop them. But you may be familiar with him. You've heard his Australian accent many times here on America Tonight. He's in charge of a lot of the online content for America Tonight. And I called him out on the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and he actually did it. And imagine in Australia, it's quite chilly right now. And you can't see the video, but you can see the video if you go to my Facebook page. And you can go to America Tonight, and that'll just click on Facebook, and I'll friend you, and boom, there you are. You can see the challenge. But I want you to hear it because it pretty much describes it. Listen to it.
My name is Jack Alexander. I'm the online producer and one of the contributors to America Tonight with Kate Delaney. My wonderful friend and mentor, Kate Delaney, challenged me to the Ice Bucket Challenge. Now, Kate, unlike it doing it in summer in Texas, I'm coming to you live from the high mountain areas of Victoria in Australia, where it's currently just above freezing, and we're forecast to have more snow for tonight. So I'm doubling down on the challenge. And to prove that I do have ice in my bucket, I'm pouring it in now. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Here are my challenges for the people in response to the Ice Bucket Challenge. My fellow producer at the Genesis Communications Network, Matt Johnson, I challenge you to it. Fellow contributor and former congressman for the state of Ohio, Bob Ney, I also challenge you. And never one for letting the rivalry between the services go astray, given that I am a retired Army and Kate's husband is a retired squid from the Navy. Paul Joslin, I call you out for the Ice Bucket Challenge unless serving on those luxury cruise ships has made you too soft.
All right, you got to love that. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge is raising close to $100 million. Is that crazy? $100 million. I mean, this, compare this to last year. It just shows you it was just the right thing that caught fire. And last year at this time, they had just over 2 million, close to 3 million donated the same period. But I'm going to call it 2 and change. So now close to 100 million. There have been 2.4 million ice bucket related videos posted on Facebook. 28 million people have uploaded, commented, or liked ice bucket posts. I mean, it's just absolutely wild the way this thing has taken off. And it's great for the charity. And I said this the other day, and I think I might have said it on the air as well. Can you imagine if your job was to get attention for the charity that you're representing, and there's so many good ones, there's great causes, and then, you know, you're at some meeting and they say, hey, what do you have for us? Well, we're going to do a run. You know, every year we do our run. Well, don't you have something like the Ice Bucket Challenge? Nah, we don't have any ice bucket challenges up our sleeves. All right, so I think Jack Alexander is with us in the wings, and we're going to go to him. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kate. Now, how's Paul handling the challenge from a ground pounder?
He was very excited, actually. I mean, he laughed his head off by what you said about the whole squid thing and said he would challenge that notion. But, because he said he swam off of the ship in Perth in freezing temperatures in the middle of the winter. But he's going to do it, so I'll be posting that video shortly. But he's going to do that, I think, tomorrow. He's going to accept. He has accepted your ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, it started snowing 20 minutes after we shot that video.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Anyway, look, I have a solution to fighting ISIS, which I believe is actually politically neutral, constitutional, And we actually have U.S. American history to back this up. I'm quite sure you're familiar with the American Volunteers Group. They're a group of fighter pilots and ground crews who officially left the military to and formed this volunteers group that fought in fighter planes to help protect China against the invasions of the Japanese and also helped the British in protecting Burma for a while as well.
Oh, did we lose you? There we go. So, yes.
Why
can't we do that? Reinstate it?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Well, why not use that as an example? I mean, currently at the moment in Arizona, there are hundreds of mothballed fighter planes, whether they be F-16s, F-15s, A-10 Warthogs, in the Army mothball yards, California-Nevada border. They have armored vehicles, armored reconnaissance vehicles. Why don't we enlist a group of volunteers and let them go? And those who want to go and do it, it's not the American government so much. It could be a lease of the equipment. And, you know, we could say to the Yazidis and the Kurdish, well, once this is all over, if you're successful, we will buy oil as a repayment for the lease of this men and equipment. I mean, it's not going to cost the taxpayer a great deal of money. It will give the constitutional freedom for Americans or whoever wants to go through the process of being cleared by the State Department or the CIA to make sure they're people that are just not going to turn around and drop the weapons and give them to ISIS like the Iraqis did. It seems a nice compromise. It's not putting our fighting men and women in the line of fire needlessly,
right?
Because all the reports that I've read from the various commanders on the ground there, they don't want American troops on the ground. They need air support and they need reconnaissance.
Yeah.
Well, here's a way of giving it without, from what I can see, without needing to go so much to Congress to go and do it. It's the right thing morally to do. And as I said, we have a part of American wartime history that has, you know, gives the legal precedent for this to occur.
Right. And you know what? It's a brilliant suggestion. I think we'll keep you around. I like that suggestion, Jack. It's interesting. You take what Jack is saying, and then my suggestion was, look, we already have the task force, the Black Elite, British Ops, and the U.S. Special Forces, so they're continuing to do what they can. If we have really good intel, which I'm wondering that we didn't have some of that before, that's where we need to also beef up the process. Stay with us.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
The president's desire is to degrade and destroy ISIS. He has taken action to do that. I think actions are an important factor, not just a word game of what you think it means. He wants to build an international coalition. It's not going to be overnight. We need capabilities from many countries. And I think his actions tell you all what you need to know about his commitment to doing this.
All right, so once again, we hear from the administration, this time State, Jen Psaki there with the comments. And the world is so focused on ISIS and every facet of ISIS and how can we stop them. And you heard Jack's suggestions, and some of you have also sent me other comments about what you would do. And I'll tell you, the one thing I wouldn't do is be in any way, shape, or form wishy-washy, not have a strategy, and not certainly put that out there. And I think this is part of the problem. Yes, in the beginning when you're discovering what's happening and trying to save the lives of some of the people who have been threatened, I understand some of the hesitancy, but that hesitancy along the way has been incredibly costly, I think, for the scenario that we see now that's unfolding with ISIS. And the bottom line is, this is not something that you get to manageable. It's beyond that. It has to go in a much different direction. It has to go in the category of, we're eliminating anything that looks like, feels like, seems like this group because of the threat it poses to the world, frankly. Not just the sands of the tricky sands of the Middle East and the horrible things that are coming out of Iraq and all the people who have been chased off, killed, or families that have been wrecked and destroyed. And as Jack did say, they don't necessarily want Americans. They want equipment. They want air. They want help in that sense. They're pleading for heavier arms to fight the Islamic State because they had all the money that you could imagine. They got the best weapons that were that have been very effective. So any of the Kurds who are trying to reach out to the U.S. are saying that we just don't have enough vital advanced weapons for our security forces to fight these people. And this is, unfortunately, what's happened. What's happened is, okay, we don't have the right equipment to be on the offense. We need to have that. You know, we have to, if we're going to cut off the head of the snake or have a chance at it, we've got to have that. I saw a comment just the other day from the Kurdish regional government and the director of U.S. Congressional Affairs for the KRG, who said, to this point, we only have received light arms, nothing effective against ISIS militants. So, I mean, there you go. In a nutshell, that's it. So we're providing ammunition for small arms, mortars, that kind of stuff, but stopping short of arming the Kurds directly. So will that change? Will the Defense Department change as far as providing direct arms to the Kurds? And they say no, they don't have any plans in the future to do that. And why is that? Because they're telling, I think this is what I'm hearing anyway from my Pentagon source, is this kind of working on the two ends with the Iraqi government, that, you know, this slows things down, and our focus is to coordinate the efforts, to coordinate different nations coming together. So in other words, the U.S., as was told to me, and is pretty apparent, the U.S. does not want to be the point person. We are not handling this. We've done this for 11, 12 years. We got out in 2011. It's brutal what's happening. We sympathize. We can't believe what happened to two of our own journalists, where we think that the Islamic State is horrific and, you know, they need to be taken care of. But it's not on us. It's on a series of governments. It's on a whole bunch of different nations to help. And this is the reason why, at this point, there's like seven nations involved to arm the Kurds. So don't look just to the United States. We're not going to do it. It's not going to be just us. It's not going to be us. So if for the U.S. and our supplies, as it was explained to me just at the tail end of last week, it's, they're going, our arms, in other words, any of the ammunition, anything that we provide, is not going directly to the Kurds. It passes through Baghdad. But some of the other nations are trying to get it right to the Kurdish fighters. And then this also has to do with paperwork. Paperwork. Oh, let's see. Islamic State paperwork. What do we do? And David Cameron, just at the beginning of this week, said as part of their deal, they're supplying arms directly to the Kurds. So it seems like everyone is doing that except for the United States. It seems like everyone pretty much is handing over the weapons like that. They're going to provide them with the weapons that they need. I mean, even Iran's foreign minister, believe it or not, met with the Kurdish president, and they were the first to give weapons to them. They provided the weapons and the ammunition. So there's lots of appeals, but a lot of the appeals are on the backs of the U.S. You know, and when we see these videos, you see these videos that come out Tuesday. You have Sotloff, Stephen Sotloff. How awful is that? the second journalist, executed. And then Friday, another video popped up last Friday that showed an ISIS militant beheading a Kurd fighter. But that's nothing compared to the things that they've done to babies. You know, doing that to the Kurd fighter is awful, and to anyone else. But taking babies and doing that in front of families, whew. And it certainly doesn't look like we're expanding any kind of support from what we can tell in the president's words in Estonia to the Kurds directly. In fact, last week the president said, I want to make sure everyone's clear on what we're doing because it's limited. He specifically emphasized it's limited, limited, limited. And that our core priority is to make sure that the people are safe and to do an assessment of Iraqi and Kurdish capabilities. So we have all these troops, and it's about assessing and providing some support, some vocal support, some military strategy, that kind of thing, but not to directly hand over big weaponry. So should that change? Would you say, well, let them have it. Just go directly to the Kurds. But see, you know, here in Iraq, this is part of the problem because we didn't really manage Nouri al-Maliki. There were two other factions left out in the cold. Remember, you got the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. So you exchange one head for another of state, and it's not inclusive. It's not opened up to other people. And this is what happens. So you have three big factions. Two were left out in the cold, furious, and it starts this infighting. And then it allows ISIS to get right in there. They're watching it. For them, it's a beautiful thing because they see the play that they can make. And they set it up. They sit there, they watch, they wait, they recruit, they get money, and they get weapons from other places, from wherever they can get the weapons. And they're learning as they go along. So they've certainly gathered enough steam to have people stand up and pay attention in other countries, or they would be swatting them away like a nuisance, but they're more than a nuisance. In fact, there was even a report, you think about it, well, if so much of this recruiting is happening to the Islamic State, what's going on with Al-Qaeda? What's going on with the Taliban? And the Taliban is losing a lot of foreign fighters, people that are coming over saying that they want to join in the war on the West and everybody else, and they're not joining up with the Taliban anymore. They're not joining up with Al-Qaeda. Can you imagine? So you have to think, I don't know, you'd have to think there has to be a way to cut some kind of a deal to get this done. If it's just weaponry that they need, at some point, you know what, you pick a side and say, okay, here's what we're doing. This is your government. You have a new president in Iraq. Let's work this out. Get it done, right? Why not? Get it done. We don't have boots on the ground. We're not doing that. But we're helping you with this giant piece of it. Not like we haven't really gone there before, right? And I think that there should be some blowback for what happened to our own people. Because this is not limited. This is not limited to the people in Iraq, and even if it was, I mean, this is the country we invested so much time in, and the things that we're hearing back, as much as you have a pecking order, if you think about it, of horrific, hellish places where some genocide has occurred, and you think of things that we haven't done before, where Clinton didn't intervene in Rwanda, there have been other things that have happened in the Sudan and many, many other places around the world. At what point do you say, okay, so we pumped billions into Iraq. We left in 2011. We didn't do it right in the sense that Nouri al-Maliki was never the right guy, and he didn't include anyone else. And then look what happens. It allows the Islamic State to slip in there. They knew it. They saw it. They saw the opening. They took the opening. So do we have any kind of obligation to at least do something a little bit beyond, hey, we're sending 350 troops in, and we're waiting for others to help us as well? I'm just saying. Coming up, dumb things. Hang with us.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
For this hour of America Tonight. And I'll tell you what, one of my favorite things to do now on this show, it's just a fun, lighter thing. I mean, look, we're every day we're just pounding it, aren't we? I'm on the phone, I get off the phone half the time with sources or get information from someone, and I think, oh, man, where is the lighter side? We need some lighter side. So we do have a lighter side for you. So this is the deal. If you've done something dumb and you think, oh, nobody else could have done something like this, you are not alone. That's why we created Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them, do they listen to me?
Right!
Oh, no.
Shut up! dum 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 dum.
All right. The first one is from Jay, who said, "Hey, Kate, I don't know if you're much of a camper, but I decided I was going to go camping over the weekend with my lady, and I had all the right equipment, if you know what I mean. I'm telling you, I put everything but the kitchen sink in my truck. We went out there, had the space all picked out in a beautiful park. I think that you've been there before, Big Ben. And lo and behold, I did not necessarily put up that tent correctly. The tent kept falling down over and over again on us. I don't know what I did wrong. I restrung everything. I pushed things to the side. I put the stakes in. And this was a pretty solid tent from REI. I guess sometimes you have to read the instructions. I must confess, as a kid, I used to camp a lot, but it's been probably 15 years. What was that part in there? Run away, run away. Oh, I have had tent experiences. I've only been camping a handful of times because we used to go to the Jersey Shore. And you don't really camp at the Jersey Shore. As a kid, that was, you know, that's what we wanted to do. So we were there, gone, boom, for 4 weeks. And there was no camping involved with that. Whereas sometimes there other people I knew went to mountains and camped and went to the Poconos and other places, Catskills, wherever. So, Jay, here's the thing. I know it's so tough for you guys to read instructions, admit you sometimes don't need instructions, you need instructions, and you have to figure out how to put things together. And if you don't correctly get that, then it seems so easy, right, to put up a tent. But it's not, because it depends on the kind of tent you have. I like the kind of tent where someone just sets it up for me and I don't have to worry about it. But I've been involved in that tent thing. I went camping one time, and of course we didn't check the rain. Well, there's your hint. We didn't check the forecast, and it rained. I mean, it was like a monsoon, and it was too late. There's nowhere to go. It's pitch dark. It was brutal. It was in Pennsylvania somewhere, and it was a terrible experience. And then another time I went camping, and we had all the right equipment, all the stuff, and we went to the Grand Canyon. And I'll tell you, man, I was in great shape when I went to the Grand Canyon. But I did not think I was going to go up and down that canyon in one day, and I did. And by the time I got to the top, boy, that was like 10 hours. So we had the tent, put the tent up, and I would have killed to be in a lodge somewhere. I'm sorry. I mean, you are just, there is nothing. The ground and the sleeping bag, after that, forget about it. So kind of my tent experience, Jay, is not, I don't have a long tent history here to talk about. But I do know that it's kind of like when you go to, what's the store? It's the Swedish store. I can't even think of it. IKEA. You go to IKEA and you think, wow, that furniture looks great. That looks, I mean, that'd be perfect. That's a great shelf. But then you go home, you have the box, and you have no clue how to put it together. I mean, over and over again, I've seen this. So go back to the same thing. You got to read the instructions. I love that you told us that, because I guarantee there's some other people that have had the same thing happen to them. This one's from Bill. And Bill says, Kate, I think you used to live in Las Vegas, and you've talked about that before and how you worked with people who had trouble getting away from the tables and they were up on a win. Everybody told me before I went to Vegas, I'm not a huge gambler, that if I started to win, felt like I had won enough, I should get off the tables and that should be it. I mean, boom, if I win something big, I'm out of there, I'm done. So I was up, and I was up, and I was up, and I was up, and I was winning, and I was feeling like a king. Suddenly, I was down, then I was up again, I was up, I was down. It's like a roller coaster, and I think they do it on purpose, I swear. By the time you're plowed with free drinks and everybody's excited, suddenly you are a lot less flush with the Benjamins, if you know what I mean. So I was up a couple of thousand, which, wow, that was amazing, because I wasn't going to spend more than 100. And by the time I left, I was down almost 1,000. I was really upset. That feeling was brutal. So that was my dumb thing. I had warnings. I knew it. I was incredibly high on the feeling of winning, and it was strictly blackjack, which people tell me it's hard to win on blackjack, any kind of big bucks, and there you go. Well, yeah, that's the key. I mean, why does the house always win? I'll never forget this. I saw an interview one time with Steve Wynn. He's the big casino mogul, or one of them anyway, in Las Vegas, and he said, somebody asked him, well, geez, you know, don't you gamble? Aren't there things that you want to put money on? And he said, are you kidding? The house always wins, baby, and it's a good thing. So eventually that's what happens. If you are up, especially if you're a novice gambler and you're playing blackjack, for goodness sake, and you know you can't control the people around you, they take a dumb hit on a card or whatever, there's the randomness of it all, then I would say yes, you went in with 100 and you had a couple thousand, man, it is time to go for the Grand Slam breakfast or the lobster dinner somewhere in the casino. That's my advice. And I did work in Vegas. I was doing a sports show. It had nothing to do with Vegas other than the site, and it was great because we got great guests on the show. I mean, in person, just incredible, the biggest names that you could think of. And it was really, really a lot of fun. But some of the people that I worked with, they were from the Midwest and from the Southeast and other places. It was like a runaway train because they would do that same thing. They'd go and they'd think they were going to win a whole bunch of money, and they would be up a little bit, and then before they knew it, they'd be down. All right, let's squeeze in another one. This one's from Charlotte, who says, Kate, I got turned onto your show by my boyfriend. Love it. Dumb things. Oh, where do I begin? Let me see. I have a list. How about this for dumb things? I have lost my iPhone a total of 10 times, no exaggeration, in all kinds of places. In my pants pocket, fell out of the movie theater, went back, it was too late, nobody had it. I've left it at restaurants, I've left it in the bathroom, I have left it in the train station. You name it, I probably left my iPhone there. And people say, well, then you get the phone finder and all this other stuff, but it's too late by the time I uncover it. So now I've tried something completely new. If anybody else has the same problem, I feel like a janitor. I have a contraption that has it tied to my waist so that if somehow it springs loose, I have my iPhone. Okay, here's what I want to know. And Charlotte, thank you. She did not include this. How many contracts did she have for lost phones? And did they eventually say, no, we can't cover that for you anymore? It's traumatic when you lose the phone because all your information is in it. Isn't it? They say last time I had to get a phone, they told me more people drop their phones in water, in the toilet, swimming, anything in water. That's where most of the damage comes in. All right, dumb things. If you've done anything dumb and you want to share, send it to me, americatonight.net.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.